The case he ruled on is not the same as what the minority is pushing for.
Then you bring it to the vote and then you sack that MP because the eyes overcome the nays, then you sack them. The majority can use this as a mischievous instrument to continue sacking the minority.
We have details as the current speaker is waited upon to make a determination on the matter in the coming days after a heated debate in Parliament. Also coming up, minority leader berates government for the country's failing fight against illegal mining as the NDC insists it simply lacks the will to take a decisive decision.
Mr. Speaker, we are at crisis point. At the heart of this crisis is leadership failure, official complicity, and lack of political will by the Akufo-Addo Bawumia government and the MPP.
Meanwhile, Majority Leader fires back, accusing the Minority Leader of politicizing the fight.
We cannot, as a political class, blame game on Galamse and say that a particular political party, in this case, the Akufo-Addo administration, has failed.
In business.
Inflation rate projected to reach 11.5% next year, inching closer to the country's single-digit target. We have more from the World Bank on the Joy Business Report.
And later, fiscally challenged students who cover 26 kilometers weekly in a manual wheelchair for lectures has received two electronic wheelchairs after Joy News featured a story in the Disabled series. We have details of that coming up shortly in this bulletin. Stay with me, Mamisi Nyamiche-Thompson. And this morning, a former Speaker of Parliament, Professor Aaron Michael Quay, has waded into the controversy surrounding the petition seeking to remove three majority MPs and a minority MP following their decisions to run as independent candidates. Parliament yesterday debated that petition with many MPs referencing the former Speaker's ruling on the former MP Andrew Sesiama. But Professor Michael Quay says the two cases are not the same and urged his successor to take a critical look at the matter, insisting the move is needless. Here are excerpts of his interview with my colleague Elton Brobe in a yet-to-be-aired interview on The Pulse later on the Joy News channel.
You cannot judge a person
without giving fair
without
hearing.
Giving him fair hearing. What the law says I must do without his input because he has chosen not to respond.
So Prof, the situation we have on our hands, is it the same like you encountered before the 2020 elections?
It can be. It all depends. But let me tell you one thing about the mischief that a debate can cause.
Mm-hmm.
Supposing the majority people now in parliament at one time tell you that, oh, there is something against this particular person on the minority. He has actually operated against his party by something that he said or did somewhere and so on and so forth. Mm. Then you bring it to the vote and then you sack that MP because the eyes will become overcome the nays.
Right.
Then you sack them.
Right.
So it means the majority can use this as a mischievous instrument to continue sacking the minority.
You heard the Professor Michael Quay, he's a former Speaker of Parliament, in an interview with my colleague Elton Ruby, and you'd want to catch that very interesting one on The Pulse later today at 3 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Now still in Parliament, Minority Leader Kassia Olatunfosun has berated government for what he says is the lack of political will to fight illegal mining. Ghana's water bodies and forests continue to be destroyed by illegal miners. Government has deployed soldiers to some areas in a renewed fight, following pressures from civil society and labor groups. Speaking on his return to Parliament, Kassia Olatunfosun argued that government has shown itself incapable of winning the fight.
Ghana is under the precipice of a self-inflicted environmental genocide and destruction. It appears that Ghana is at war against itself. This reckless and criminal discharge of heavy metals such as mercury, lead, and cyanide into our water bodies and land have already begun to have a dire consequences on the health of our people. At the heart of this crisis is leadership failure, official complicity, and lack of political will by the Akufo-Addo Bawumia government and the MPP.
But in a strong rebuttal, Majority Leader Alexander Vanyumarkin insisted that President Akufo-Addo has deployed every tool in his armory to rid the forest and water bodies of illegal mining.
Mr. Speaker, as a parliament, it is important for us to acknowledge the president for taking a bold decision to fight the menace of Galamsey. Mr. Speaker, the president, in a statement released, has reinforced the operational and tactical capacity of the Operation Hawk by directing the Minister of Defense to deploy additional military personnel to intensify the ongoing Operation Hawk across the country.
And you have the Majority Leader Alexander Fanyumaki. Now the Pan-African and Transdisciplinary Lens in the Margins Project is importing community-driven solutions to enhance disaster readiness and climate adaptation in the Wide Volta Basin. The project is engaging stakeholders and communities in 30 areas across four regions in northern Ghana to address the impact of floods and droughts on marginalized communities. Mahmoud Mohammed Nuruddin reports.
We all know what a palm tree is.
One of the leading researchers, Professor Thompson Anno at the Department of Meteorology and Climate Science, leads the research using a multi-method approach to create risk narratives and improve climate modeling.
We are talking about the people that are most vulnerable. So these are the people that we are targeting. And then looking at how they are impacted by flood and then drought, we will put certain adaptation strategies in place so that it will build their resilience.
He knows that current interventions for drought and flood-affected communities are often short-term.
Well, away from that, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Karim Assad Ahmad Khan, has commended Ghana for its efforts to incorporate the Rome Statute into its national laws. The Rome Statute holds that every country has a responsibility to prosecute individuals responsible for serious international crimes, such as genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the crime of aggression. He spoke at the third eminent public lecture in international criminal justice organized by GEMPA, on the theme Democracy, Elections and Impunity.
Attorney General, Minister of Justice of Ghana said yesterday that he has tabled a motion so that Parliament will consider a bill that will seek to domesticate the Rome Statute. And I applaud that. I think that is extremely important. Unless we apply the law in that manner, unless we embrace the diversity of legal experiences around the world, the law will become weaker.
Now, Isaiah Amada Awuku, a student at the University of Ghana, once endured the grueling task of pushing his manual wheelchair 26 kilometers every week to attend lectures. Now, things have changed. Isaiah has received two new electronic wheelchairs donated by the Ghana Statistical Association and friends from Arizona and Texas in the U.S. Isaiah's heart remains set on giving back, and he plans to donate one of the wheelchairs to someone who also needs it. Emmanuel Jivenu has more.
I don't know how will I express that gratitude.
Isaiah's call for help has been answered. Today, he has not one, but two electronic wheelchairs. The Ghana Statistical Association stepped forward, providing an electronic wheelchair, a full scholarship for his master's degree, textbooks, and financial support for his upkeep. Professor Nicholas Nsowa Nyama is the president of the association.
We have for you the electronic wheelchair, books to aid your studies, and then your future education.
A group of friends in Arizona and Texas, USA, also came through purchasing another electronic wheelchair for Isaiah.
My words cannot express it to the full length. I'm grateful, and I say may God bless you.
Grateful for the generosity he has received, he believes it's only right to extend that same kindness to someone in similar situation.
I'm not the only person in this one. I'm planning on giving out to someone also like me that will support his or her movement.
Isaiah's journey, once marked by struggle, is now filled with hope. Emmanuel Jivenu, Joy News.
And I'm Miss Nyamiche Thompson, bringing you to the end of this morning's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.